Start again. It's a close setting honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, in Eretz Yisrael and America, we're still in different parshas. And as we know, in Eretz Yisrael, we're starting Sefer Bamidbar. And in America, they're finishing up Chukosai, finishing up Sefer Vayikra. So we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. We'll ask some questions from Chukosai. We'll ask some questions from Bamidbar. We'll throw it right in the middle. We'll throw a little sphere of Sa'omer. And Bezer Hashem, we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Gimel, in Sefer Vayikra, the end of Bechukosai, in Bechukosai Teilechu, Vemitzvosai Tishmoru Vasisem Osam. If you're going to follow my chokes and you're going to go after them and you're going to do my mitzvos. And we spoke about last week, Rashi says that, what do you mean? What are you telling me in the Chukosai Teilechu? If you're going to tell me it's doing the mitzvos, it says right at the end. So Rashi brings in this whole idea, and we spoke about last week, the idea of Amelus, the idea of putting toil into it, working, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in our hearts. Where are our desires? Where do we want to grow? And we gave a lot of examples of that. But I saw a beautiful question also. We know that Bechukosai is Lashon Chakika, engraving. What is this idea of Bechukosai engraving? It's very interesting. You know, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he was Rav Chaim Ibn Attar. He wrote 42 pshatim on the first pasuk in Bechukosai. Amazing. They tell an amazing story, a true story. That one time, he was a big tzaddik. He lived in 1696 to 1743. He's actually buried in Har HaZeisim, one of the Gedolim. A lot of people just learn Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He was zeicha to get the name HaKadosh. He was such a holy person, and he put so much Torah together, Chazals, unbelievable. And again, 42 pshatim. There's a story that, we all love stories, there's a story that what happened, he used to shecht for a very poor person, and then he used to give it to him always every Shabbos. And one time there was a very big shortage of meat, and a very wealthy person came, and he said, I need some meat from you, Rav Chaim Ibn Attar. And what did he say to him? He said, really, I'm sorry, I give it to the poor person every week. And this wealthy person made fun of the poor person, and the great Or HaChaim HaKadosh didn't say anything. That night he got a dream, and he said, you know, the fact that you didn't say anything, you have to go into Golis. So he went and he put himself into Golis. He put himself in a community. No one knew who he was. Again, they didn't have photos. They didn't have iPhones. No one knew exactly who he was. And he was sitting in the back of the shul, and the Rav gets up. And he says, we're going to do the 42 pshatim of the great Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And he said, Friday night we're going to do 14. And he said, what do you mean? He's not such a tzaddik. He's not such a gadol. The Or HaChaim is not such a great person. And everyone said, shh, who are you? What do you say? And then Shabbos day, also the Rav got up and he said, we're going to do the next 14 pshatim. And again, Rav Chaim Ibn Attar went and he said, no, why are we doing this? He doesn't know anything, in a very true way. And they said, shh. Finally, the last 14 pshatim, the Rav said, let's go. And he said, no, enough. And the Rav said, enough, enough. Put him in the bottom of the cell. Put him away. And all of a sudden, there was a crazy storm that happened. Crazy storm in the whole city. They thought it was going to be floods and the whole city was going to be flooded out. And the Rav didn't know what to do. And he did this special thing where you do a tainus chalom and you try to figure out what's going on. And he had a little Ruach HaKodesh. And he was told that the Or HaChaim HaKodesh is in the cellar. And he said, oh, he took him out and the storm stopped. Amazing, true story. And then he said, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize who you were. And Or HaChaim said, no, 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 it's okay. I had a dream that I should be in Golis. But we're going to ask, we're going to get one of the pshatim. We're going to get one of the pshatim of the Or HaChaim and a 42. We're not going to do 42, because that's going to be a lot of time. But we're going to do one of the pshatim of the Or HaChaim about in Bechukosai Teilechu. Then you get to Sefer Bamidbar. And we know that each Sefer has its own name. There's a Machlokes, Rishonim, and Achronim. Of what are the different names of different things. For example, Sefer Bereishis. The Gemara says that Sefer Bereishis is Sefer HaYashar. Is a person goes in the straight path. The Ramban says that it's Sefer HaYetzirah, the creation of the world. Then you come to Shemos. The Ramban says, you know what Shemos represents? Sefer HaGeula, the redemption. The Bahag brings down that it's Sefer HaSheni, and they ask, why Sefer HaSheni? Because it's the continuation, the creation of the world. And then after the creation of the world, you have the creation of Klal Yisrael. And then you get to Vayikra. And Vayikra is Torah's Kohanim. Torah's Kohanim, because it's all the laws of the Kohanim. Yaakov Fuchs is a Kohanim. Benny Hershkowitz is a Kohanim. I'm a Kohanim. Rezaycha to be Kohanim. And it's all the laws and the intricacies of all the different things of the Karbanos. And then you get to Sefer Bamidbar. Again, in Eretz Yisrael. And Bamidbar is Sefer HaPikudim, the book of the numbers. What? What do you mean, Sefer HaPikudim, the book of the numbers? What kind of name is that? You're right, right in the beginning of the parsha, we talk about all the numbers and all the Shvatim. But really, that should be named the name, the whole essence of Bamidbar is Sefer HaPikudim? So why is Bamidbar called Sefer HaPikudim? Question three. We're going to interlock it with everything. Question three is, we know we've been speaking a lot about Sefiras HaOmer. We were talking about why there's no Shechianu, and we talked about what's the idea of why it's called Sefiras HaOmer. But I saw a beautiful Pre-Chodesh. The Pre-Chodesh says that we know that it says in the Torah, Parshas Emor, Svartem Lachem. And the Gemara makes a drasha. The Gemara makes a drasha in Menachos, Daf Sadivav, that everyone, Lachos Echad Ve'Echad, needs to do a Sefira Lachem. Lachem represents every single person. Right? When it's talking about Yovel in the 50th year, it says, Usvarta Lecha. And the Gemara tells us in Ksuvis and all over Shas that Lecha represents being a singular. That Lecha represents all Klal Yisrael as one. So it says a Pre-Chodesh something fascinating. We know normally if someone hears Kiddush and then someone misses Kiddush, a person could be Yotze. Why is he allowed to be Yotze? Because there's a Klal called Yotze Motzi. Since there's an idea of Arva, since there are ideas that we're all connected, which we'll talk about, that we're all connected as one, therefore you're able to be Zaycha as someone else, even if you made Kiddush already. It says a Pre-Chodesh, a Kiddush, that by Sefiras HaOmer, every single person has to do their counting. Each on an individual level. And the question is why? Why does each person have to make his individual counting? So again, let's go. B'chu kosai telechu. Question one, just a little review, never heard anyone. Bechukosai is Lashon Chakika. What is this Lashon of Chakika? Teilechu, where is it going? Where are the Chukim going? What's one pshat of the Orachayim? Not really a question, but what's one pshat of the Orachayim? That is 42. Question two, why is Bamidbar called Sefer Pikudim? And lastly, why does the Pre-Chodesh say that every single person, again, Halacha L'maaseh, I'm not sure, you could be Yotzei with others, got to be careful, don't tell someone the day without the bracha, as we all know. But the idea of Svartim Lachem, why does the Pre-Chodesh hold that every single person needs to make their own counting? So I'll tell you a story. The story, we always love stories, that when I was in YU, I was, I built a very good catcher with one of my professors. It was a class on criminology. Sociology, criminology. His name was Professor Vredos, and I got very close to him. You know, like sometimes, you know, we're going to take a shared trip. You go swimming, you go to the bowling alley, you do different I jump. Right? My parents threw it down. I took my kids to I jump, jumping all over the place, amazing. But we decided to take a trip because it's criminology. We decided to go to Rikers Island. We went to a jail, and it turned out my grandfather, Baruch Hashem, he was so involved in so many things, the Rebbe of Shul, and he taught in YU for 50 years, a known personality, and he was also the chaplain in Rikers Island. And we went to Rikers Island. I remember there was clearly a guy that wasn't Jewish, right? He was definitely not Jewish. And I remember him coming over to me and he's like, you know, I love jail. I'm like, okay, why do you love jail? He's like, I love jail because I love your grandfather. He's a great man. I said, yeah, great. He's like, you know why else I love jail? because he get kosher food. So I'm like, he shows me his kosher food. You know, it's one of those wrapped up in tin foil that takes you like 5 hours to get open, right? We all know on the plane, right? What's the worst part of the plane? You have your food and you have your little tray. You're in your little 2x2, and then all of a sudden you finish your food, but you have nowhere to put it. You can't put it on the person next to you, and you're kind of stuck. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. You're kind of stuck, and you don't know what to do. And you got your little tray. The food wasn't great. Okay. But I'll tell you, I built a very, very good connection with this Professor Reddos. I should give him a call. It's been a long time. And he was Jewish, but he had no affiliation really, didn't keep Shabbos. And he said, my name wasn't Reb Blum yet, but he said, Blum, I want you to learn Torah with me. I heard about the great Bible. I want to learn Torah. So I said, okay, great, I'll learn Torah. And it was actually right in Parshas Bamidbar. So I knew that if, again, I didn't have so much time, and then he wanted to learn with me, but again, I think it was right before Shavuos. We know that Bamidbar was always before Shavuos. In Bechukosai, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that since we're talking about the Brachos and the Klolos, and therefore it has to be right before Shavuos, just like Rosh Hashanah, the Klolos have to be right before. So I said, let's learn Sefer Bamidbar. So he's like, can you give me a little overview of the Bible? So I'm like, okay, ready? God created the world 6 days. Seventh day rested. He's like, can I ask questions? No question. Then we had the mob. And then the whole world was destroyed. But Noah saved it. Questions? No. Then we had the Avos. And then we went to Mitzrayim. And then we got freed. He's like, let me ask some questions. I'm like, no questions. And then we got to Sefer Bamidbar. And I said, we're going to read a Rashi. And I think this Rashi is so integral, and a person needs to bring it into his life. This Rashi, always the first Rashi in the beginning of any parsha. Rashi says, awesome. Vayidaber b'midbar Sinai v'echad l'chodesh, says Rashi. Mitoch yibosan lefonov, says Rashi, Aleph in b'midbar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. Mone osam, he counts us. Kol shah, at all times. Kishe yatsu mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim manu, he counts them because there is cherished people going to get the Torah, leaving Mitzrayim. Ukeshen naflu be'egel, and when they fell at the Chet Ha'egel, he counts them. Leida hanosim ukeshebal hashushchinosa aleihem, and when they wanted to determine those who remained, he counts them. Why? Because he loves them. He loves them. He loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And we need to hear this all the time. It's not just enough to know something. We need to realize it. We need to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us in a practical way. He wants to do everything for us. And again, we all have difficulties, which we speak about. But if more person pushes and realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us on an individual level. But not only does He love us on an individual level, He also loves us as a seaboard. He loves us as a group. He loves Klal Yisrael. You know, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, on that Peches, the famous Gemara, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he said, you better accept the Torah. Why should you accept the Torah if you don't Shom Teikvur Aschem? Because then you're going to die. So he kind of forced us in a way, but he didn't force us, right? Tosfos asks, what do you mean? Nasa Benishma? Okay, a whole separate discussion on that. But there's a famous Gemara at the end of this Zvachim. The end of the Gemara, Zvachim says something amazing, that there was a loud noises, and no one knew what was going on. And they started asking, what's going on? And they said, oh, maybe it's thunder, maybe it's an earthquake. What is this craziness, what's going on in the world? And then they said, you know what it is? It's Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah. Why? Because Klal Yisrael, other nations of the world, when there's a tragedy, when there is Chas V'Shalom, 9/11, everyone gets together. But Klal Yisrael doesn't need a tragedy to get us together. Because we have one book. We have the Torah. We have Torah Shebichsav. And obviously we believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, explaining the Torah Shebichsav. We have one Torah, one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Medrash says that we look into the Torah and you learn about Hashem. We have one Torah, one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that unites us. So on the one hand, we're individuals, but on the other hand, we're part of this amazing seaboard. I remember that I went to Camp Masorah. I was a counselor in Camp Masorah also. And I was a coach of the basketball team, young kids, sixth grade. And there was one kid that he was definitely better than everyone, one of the better players in the league. and he just didn't include everyone in the game. You know, he just took all the shots and he did everything and he was good. And I came over to him and I said, listen, if you want to win, again, we weren't great, but again, you know, sometimes when you're not a great team, you want to at least make the playoffs. I said, listen, if we want to make the playoffs, you're a good player, but you got to get everyone involved. You got to show everyone's talent, and that's what a team is. And in the beginning, it was hard, and I had to bench him a little to really show that I mean business. But then finally, he came around, and he got everyone involved. There was one guy, wasn't so great, couldn't finish it, but he could get the rebound. There was one guy that was good at dribbling. And that's what a team is. A team is finding every individual and seeing their strengths. Everyone has weaknesses in life. We're not perfect. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us if we would be perfect into the world? But you got to, that we're a team. We're Klal Yisrael, and everyone has a different role. And everyone has to realize that we're such a small percentage in this world. And even though we're such a small percentage in this world, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love you, you're my chosen nation. You know, there's a famous story. I was trying to figure out exactly who it is, but I couldn't find it online. Anyone download it, I want to know. But there was a story of a composer. And we know, I actually been to the symphony. It's amazing. I took a music class with my good friend, Yaron Barish, right? And we went to the symphony, and it's amazing because there's so many things going on. And we had to decipher, what's this? What's the trombone? What's the cello? I'm just making up names. I don't really know what I'm talking about. But we had to figure out all the different things. And they came, they had this great conductor come down, famous story, came down, and they asked him, was it good? He said, it was awesome, except there was one part. He said, what? He says, there was one player not there. He said, what? What are you talking about? And then they investigate. He's like, I'm telling you, there's one violinist, a person that plays violin, whatever it is, right? The name of a person that plays a violin. And the person wasn't there. And they said, really? There's 25 people playing violin? And this composer, they did research, and it turned out that one of the people that played violin was sick. And they said, how is it possible? How do you know? He said, because every single person is important in my symphony. Every single person. And in Klal Yisrael, as a tzibur, everyone is important. As a tzibur, we're a unit. You know, the Ramban writes that we take, why do we have Shechina? Why do we have the Mishkan? We take the Maimon Har Sinai, Ki Isha Echad B'Lev Echad, we're getting so close to a Shavuos. And therefore we go and you bring the Torah into the Mishkan. That's the Ramban's pshat in the beginning of Sefer Shemos. That you take the Torah and you bring it into the Shechina. So we're part of this awesome unit. This is what we're all about. But at the same time, we're individuals. As we know, we're compared to the stars and we're compared to sand. Imagine you go to a beach and there's like 10 little things of sand. That's not a beach. You need every single particle to make a beach. That is the tzibur. But at the same time, we're compared to stars. We don't even know, you know, it's so far from us what a star is. Again, you can look online, but it's huge. Because we're all stars in our own way. So again, we have the one hand, the being an individual, realizing our strengths, realizing our weaknesses and working on our weaknesses and taking our strengths and realizing our strengths. But at the same time, we have to realize that we are this seabor. We are the seabor that has been around for the beginning of time. From the beginning of time, and we're not going anywhere. The nations of the world try to destroy us, and there's so much anti-Semitism, but we're not going anywhere. As long as we have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, we're not going anywhere. So now why? Why is Sefer Bamidbar represent the counting? So one reason, like we just said, Rashi, the counting represents the love of Klal Yisrael. Because when you count someone, you're showing each person is important. Each person. But the Netziv, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin, says a different answer. The great Netziv, as he said before, a famous story, he writes the same Mikshela. He was a little boy, and he was a little boy, and they said, oh, Naftali, whatever, he's doing okay in Cheder, but he's not going to be in the profession. He'll try his best. And he heard this, and Rav Naftali said, he started crying to Hashem, and he said, Hashem, please help me. Please, give me the koyach, give me the attention, and let me work on myself. And he became the great Naftali Tzvi. And he said this when he finished the Emek Shelo, right? The idea of the Ga'inim. And he worked on himself. Says in Netziv, something so amazing. He says, if you look in the countings of Bamidbar, you look in the beginning of Bamidbar, there's a counting. And then right at the end, as Rashi brings down, with the story of Pinchas and Klal Yisrael and the whole craziness with Midyan and Klal Yisrael, there's another counting. And it's amazing because in Sierra Mundo we have so many stories. It's juiced up. It's going to get juiced up soon. But there's 38 years that we don't know exactly what happened during those years. All the stories of Korach and all the stories happen at the end. But says the great Nitziv, there's two countings. The first counting is in the Midbar. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's given us everything, the man and the clothes. You just get your clothes on. You don't have to go to any dry cleaning. And you get the food, whatever you think about, right? Don't mix milk and meat. Realize there's a problem, so don't think about your steak with a milkshake. Don't think about, you know, your cheeseburger. Okay, maybe fake cheese. But you can't do that. You got everything on a silver platter, air conditioning, right? Then none of COVID, the heat, right? A little amazing. But then they're going to Eretz Yisrael. And says in Nitziv, the famous idea that when they're going to Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to be easy. But nevertheless, still, these two countings, Hashem says, I love you so much. I love you on an individual level, but I also love you as a tzibur. What's this idea of chakika? So I once heard from Rari Leibowitz, right? Tremendous. Rob, I think Moch Yerim Amwa Yitorah, and he says a beautiful idea. He says that chakika represents, what's chakika? Chakika represents engraving. When you take a pen and you write on something, again, most people don't write so much anymore, right? They have their phones, but when you write something, you have the ink, but the ink is on top of the pen. Right, it's on top of the paper. But when you have chakika, when you're engraving something, it's inside the thing. When you have your tefillin, your chakika, you're taking out the shin. You're pulling it out. And when you do chakika, it's part of you. It's part of you. That's what we want. We want the Torah to be part of us. It says Yorachai in Bechukosai Teilechu. It's a progression like we spoke about last week. In Bechukosai, says Yorachai, Eim Ama Aretz Chasid. That a person that's ignorant, not a chassid, says the great Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that you got to go in levels. It doesn't happen overnight. Then Am Haaretz becomes a chassid. It takes levels. In Bechukosai Teilechu, do all the mitzvahs, do what you can, and then you'll get to becoming a chassid. But it's levels. Why the pre-chassid says? Why is it that everyone needs an individual counting? Because like we're saying now, because every single person needs to realize they're an individual. Every single person needs to realize, Sefer HaChinuch says, Mitzvah Shinvav, which we said, Mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer, we count up every day. Every day is another level. And every day we realize our greatness. So we need to realize this. We need to realize that we're part of Hashem's symphony. We need to realize that every single person has so much strength. And he has weaknesses also, but we work on our weaknesses. We're one team. Every person makes a difference. But at the same time, we're also this amazing community. This community of Klal Yisrael. And all right, there's different, you know, groups, right? There's different sects. But as long as we all come together and realize that we're here for one goal, the goal to serve Hashem, the goal to learn His Torah, the goal to do chesed, the goal to daven to Hashem, realize He's part of our lives, the goal to give tzedakah to people that need it. If you have a lot, you have to help the other because we're one person. We're one nation. And I think this is the idea. The chukosai, we need to create a chakika. We need to engrave. Teilechu, we're going because we're always going. Sefer Bamidbar, it's the counting. It's the idea. Sefer Pekudim, the counting. Why the counting? Because Hashem's saying, I love every single one of you. And as the Nitziv says, two different countings. One, I'm going to make things easier for you, but if so, I'm going to make it easier. And when you get into Eretz Yisrael, it might be a little difficult. It might be a little scary, but you could persevere and you could do it. And why, says the Pri Chadosh, why do we say every single person has their own counting? Because everyone needs l'cho echad ve'echad, their own sphira. Every single person needs to build within themselves, give themselves confidence they can do whatever they want, as long as they set their mind to it. Let's have an amazing for America, Chazak, Chazak, Vinit, Chazeg, Parshas, Bechukosai, and at the same time, the start of Bamidbar, for anyone in America, a little Chazara next week, but an idea of Bamidbar, the countings, realizing that we're part of this awesome nation, and everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbat.